The following talk was given at the Insight Meditation Center in Redwood City, California. Please visit our website at audiodharma.org.
Now we go. I was teaching at, I was teaching at our retreat center this last week. Insight Retreat Center, teaching our first in-person retreat in since the pandemic started. And that was wonderful. And the mute button for the speaker system there is the opposite direction for the button than the one here. So I'd used so I got confused with the up and down on the button for the mute. So wonderful to be here, and the topic this week will be something that I believe is important, and I hope that you'll either understand it as important or come to understand its importance. It's multifaceted, touches all kinds of parts of our life, and that is developing the ability to be comfortable with discomfort, to develop the ability to be non-reactive, to be available, to be present, wisely present, attentive to situations where we're uncomfortable. And so we'll see over the course of the week that, the different areas where this plays out, not just when it's uncomfortable and it's, something unfortunate happening, but sometimes we're uncomfortable with fortunate things happening, uncomfortable with love, uncomfortable with people helping us, uncomfortable with peace even, or calm, all kinds of things. So we'll explore this topic. So for now, to meditate, assume a meditation posture, and what I'll emphasize for this meditation posture is whatever discomfort you might have, recognize it, but don't give it a lot of attention. Stay connected to your breathing like you would be if you were on a rocky rowboat in the waves and you were able to stand, you had to stand, and you stood in the middle of the boat where it's most stable with your feet planted wide. And it wasn't dangerously rocking, but you had to pay attention. And you had to give a lot of attention to navigating the rocking of the boat and adjusting your weight and just really stay there. And you might be aware of other things. You might even be having a conversation with a friend who's sitting in the boat. And but part of your attention, an important part of your attention, is on the standing there and keeping your balance. So in that kind of way, stay balanced, stay connected to your breathing for the sitting, and I'll talk you through it a bit. So gently close your eyes. And as you inhale, become aware of some part of your body where there's some tension or holding. And on the exhale, let go of it. So let your attention roam on the inhale to discover where the tension might be, the holding. So first you might do this with a few long, deep breaths. Three quarters full, inhale. But as you inhale, feel where in your body there's some holding and tension. And And on the exhale, can you soften it and relax it? You might come back to the same place repeatedly. Or you might allow your attention to wander around to find new places. And then letting your breathing return to normal. And continue this process for a few more minutes of, on the inhale, feeling tension or holding tightness in your body. On the exhale, release it. Relax. And if it doesn't relax, soften around it. And as you exhale and relax, let there be a ever so slight pause at the end of the exhale to see if in that pause you can relax some more, release some more. Releasing, relaxing on the exhale with an extra attention to relaxing when the exhale finishes. Now bring your attention just to the breathing, not to places of holding or tension in the body, but maybe now on the exhale, at the end of the exhale, there can be a little relaxing or more releasing of the exhale, a relaxing around the place where you feel breathing. Look almost like a little pause at the end of the exhale, so that the beginning of the inhale is highlighted. And gently, maybe imagine that the inhales and exhales are like the gentle rocking of a boat. To keep your balance, you stay there, connected, embodied awareness, the rocking and rolling and swaying, moving, the body breathing. And for now, trust that. Trust attention to breathing more than you trust your thinking for these minutes. Stay with an embodied connection to the rhythm of breathing. If things are uncomfortable as you do this, try not to give any attention to the discomfort. Let it recede in the background, and in the foreground of attention, let there be the breathing. Not ignoring discomfort, but also not giving it primary attention. Primary attention goes to breathing, to protect you from being reactive, protect you from thinking about it. And maybe you breathe with it, the discomfort. Breathe through it. then as we come to the end of the sitting, to imagine that on your exhale, you can send wishes of goodwill to the world. To send your wish for the well-being of those who are close to you, those who are your neighbors and members of your community, and out into the world. May all beings be peaceful. May all beings be safe. May all beings be happy. And may all beings everywhere be free.